This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target, and thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and we're here every week, and our mission is to talk to you about subjects that we think are important and topical and interesting for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. And particularly at this time of year, we thought it would be very interesting, important, and topical to talk a little bit about that dreaded subject, taxes. Uh-oh, I said that. I'm sorry. Don't turn the station, please, because we're going to get good advice and help for you. And we're not here to remind you of that. What's the two inevitable things, death and taxes? Is that how they say it? We're not here to depress you. We're here to help you, because in the studio with me today is a person who is an expert and works with the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Buffalo, Inc. She is Noelle Carter, and she is the president and CEO of this group. And the reason I thought of asking her for her help is because I read in the print newspaper not too long ago a headline, and it said, "Volunteer tax preparers provide valuable service." So I thought, well, this is a valuable service to find out about for our listeners on Target. So here is Noelle Carter to help us. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Now, that is interesting that it says volunteer. So that part, I thought, caught my attention, because there's very few things around here that people can count on volunteers for, sadly, especially in this generation, actually. And when I saw volunteer tax preparers, I thought, wonder who that could be that would do that.
Yeah, so the IRS hosts and runs a free tax preparation program that's meant to target low to moderate income individuals to assist them in filing their taxes, so they don't have to pay someone to file their taxes. That way, taxpayers are keeping more of their refund in their pockets as opposed to paying for a service. So the program is highly rely on volunteers to help us with the program. That is historically, nationally, a struggle, as you mentioned, recruiting volunteers. But the great thing about volunteering in the tax prep program is our organization or another host organization provides all the training that you need.
I was just going to say, what good would it be to volunteer if you don't know how to do it?
Exactly. So there really isn't any kind of prerequisites. You don't have to be an accountant or a CPA or anything like that. We provide all the material and the information you need to be able to participate in the program. You go through an actual certification test through the IRS. A lot of people are surprised that commercial tax preparers actually aren't required to pass any kind of certification exam with the IRS. They don't actually have to go through the training that our volunteers.
Yes, I'm surprised. Yes, a lot of people are surprised.
Yes. We also have an extremely high accuracy rate in terms of the returns we prepare, and it's very, it's much higher than actual commercial preparers. Just hearing the word volunteer, you don't necessarily have to be hesitant or, thinking that I might not get the highest return that I'm eligible for if I go through a program where volunteers are preparing my taxes. It's actually the opposite. We're going to ensure that you receive the full refund that you're eligible for.
You said you don't have to be, that you will be trained by the IRS and you don't have to be trained before, but I'm thinking a lot of people, retired experts in the field, like a retired accountant or something, might also be volunteers. I thought of accountants, but there must be something else, and financial planners, you know, that kind of thing.
We have a wide range of people who volunteer for the program. Some are young and in accounting programs or some kind of finance field in college. And some people work for local banks. Our banking partners are great in getting the volunteer opportunity out to their employees employees, and then we do have a lot of retirees, whether it be, you know, retired teachers or, you know, someone who did work as a CPA. Our site coordinator and the employee of ours who runs the program is actually a retired professor and a CPA, so we're in very good hands, very lucky to have them.
Well, it sounds like it. I just want to go back to something we kind of should have talked about at the top of the program. Let me ask you to explain to our listeners what Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Buffalo is.
So CCCS of Buffalo has been in Western New York for over 50 years now. We're a not-for-profit organization that provides all sorts of financial education and counseling. Our biggest service is our financial counseling, where we assist people with who are struggling with debt. So that might be credit card debt. You know, you're only making minimum payments. This is the time of year that maybe you're evaluating what you put on your charge cards during holiday season. And now we all have that great little disclosure on the front of our credit card statements that tells us how long it's going to take us to get out of debt if we only make the minimum payment. Usually that's somewhere in the teens. So you can't just be making your minimum payments. You're actually just, you know, wasting away your hard-earned money doing that. So for people who aren't able to self-manage and get themselves out of debt, we have an internal repayment program where we can help people negotiate with their credit card companies, reduce down interest rates and minimum payments. They pay back the debt in full, but at better terms. There's a very big difference between what we do as a not-for-profit and what other companies out there are offering that are for-profit. They're called debt settlement companies. I just wanted to make it a point to mention that because they do have large marketing budgets. They're out there. They're advertising a lot. They're hooking customers and being deceptive in what they're really able to deliver to consumers. So Word to the wise, you know, stay away from for-profit debt settlement companies. Speak with a not-for-profit who has your best interest in mind and can really go through the various options you have available to you to get out of debt.
If you are a for-profit company doing this, by the very words, they must in some way charge or get a percentage or get some money. I don't know how it works. From helping the person from doing their counseling. So therefore, just by the nature of it, you know it's going to cost you something.
Yes. Their fees
how
are...
How do they? I don't know how they...
Yeah. Their fees are exorbitant. Usually there's some type of percentage that they charge for the amount of debt that they are reducing for you. Problem with that is when they're looking to settle your debt, they're actually forcing you to go delinquent on your payments. So your credit score is basically ruined. Interest and fees are accruing. So your debt is actually growing in that time period. And a lot of times creditors are seeking lawsuits and judgments against you before these companies have enough money built up, you know, in a bank account for you to even settle the debt. So it's not only just the fees. I guess the fees are the least of our concern. Our biggest concern is that these companies are putting people in financial ruin and leading them down the path of needing to file a bankruptcy, and they're not being upfront with that. So that's really disappointing to us. And you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we can be the first call for people. So either we can let them know it's something we can help them with, or we can provide other referrals to nonprofits, community resources, and not these debt settlement companies.
It says that you mentioned that word bankruptcy, that the word du jour around here in Western New York. It actually could apply if somebody was coming to you for help on the Consumer Credit Counseling Service. They might be eligible for bankruptcy, but it would have to be something that, or they might need to file bankruptcy, but it would be something that you would have to determine after working with this person.
Yes. So that's a great thing about our counseling is I did mention an internal repayment program that we offer, but that's not necessarily the end of the conversation. So what our counselors are doing, they're taking your financial goals into account and they're providing holistic counseling. So they're taking a look at your income, they're taking a look at your budget, talking about your various expenses, looking at the type of debt you have, how much debt you have, and then they're talking about various different options that may fit your situation and the pros and cons of each. Ultimately, it's up to the individual, you know, to know what path they want to take to deal with their debt. Sometimes we're talking about self-structuring a power payment method, you know, doubling or tripling your minimum payments. A lot of times once people get to us, there really isn't that room within the budget. But it is something we review. We talk about consolidation loans, and we also do talk about bankruptcy. I mean, there are situations where people come in, they're on a fixed income, their budgetary expenses are minimal, all they are is paying for the bare essentials, and then they have $10,000, $15,000 worth of debt. And, we really, credit those folks who have a commitment and a want to repay their debt that they incurred. But for some people, it's not possible, with their current financial situation. So, in that counseling session, we're able to talk about bankruptcy and talk about the ramifications and talk about sometimes it's not as scary as you think it is. So unfortunately, if somebody does have to go down that path and seek legal advice and go further down exploring bankruptcy, we can kind of set them at ease and explain to them that, you really are probably doing the right thing for your current situation.
The people who are counseling at Consumer Credit Counseling Service, they are not volunteers, correct? They are? No. Trained?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Who? What is their training or what is their background?
So all of our counselors are nationally certified through the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. And our organization is actually licensed by the New York State Department of Financial Services. So we as an organization have to adhere to a lot of regulation and a lot of oversight of our policies, procedures, and everything that we do, which surprisingly so, debt settlement companies aren't subject to. So they're not regulated, whereas we are. So you can rest assured that we're doing the right thing for the consumers, not only because that's our mission and that's at the heart of what we do, but also because there is kind of that regulatory body above us making sure we are.
Which is very, I'm sure, comforting for two people who are coming to know that they're pretty much in the hands of experts, trained experts, because this is very always a dire situation for most times and for most people, right? It must be one of the maybe five most to do with credit, maybe divorce or death, and then credit or money or management comes up there in the top five, I guess.
Yeah, I always say life happens. So it's not always mismanagement or people who are overspending as to why they are in trouble with debt. And we really work towards breaking the stigma surrounding debt and financial issues. A lot of times we're not taught much, if at all, about finances in school. A lot of times our parents aren't passing down that information. And if they are, we're not quite sure that they're actually passing down the right information. So nobody's taught you how to do this. You're kind of just thrown out into the wild and expected to know what to do and how to build, a bright financial future for yourself. But if you run into trouble or you don't know how to proceed with something, don't hesitate to pick up the phone, ask for help. The only thing, again, I would encourage is make sure you're reaching out to the right type of organization. One easy way to kind of know that the organization's looking out for your best interest is kind of that nonprofit. You can check the Better Business Bureau. We're also affiliated with United Way. And you don't have to be afraid to pick up the phone. Our people at the front end, along with our counselors, are extremely empathetic. Nobody's, pointing a finger or placing any judgment. We're just trying to empower you with the information you need.
Judgment-free zone. So we're talking to Noelle Carter from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Buffalo. However, in the story I read about your services and so forth, it said that they had something in Niagara County as well, locations in Niagara Falls and Lockport.
Yeah, so our organization runs a free tax prep program in Niagara Falls on Main Street and also in Lockport on Main Street, where if your household income in 2019 was $56,000 or less, we can file your taxes for you for free. That's both your state and federal, and they are e-filed. We've heard stories already this tax season with the people that we've served where they were paying between $200 and $800 just to get their taxes filed. I always say, who couldn't use a couple extra $100 in their pocket, let alone someone who is lower income, possibly making minimum wage. Sometimes the fee to file your taxes can equal 5 days worth of work. And we want to make sure that that money goes back into the pockets of, hardworking folks who are trying to make a living.
I was going to ask you to talk a little bit about the income requirements for being eligible for the services, because there are, you mentioned one just now, but I think there are levels.
So to go face to face and have a volunteer actually file the taxes for you, it's household income for 2019 is $56,000. That is set by the IRS and is a national level. There is another part of the program that is done through what's called My Free Taxes, and that income level is $66,000. So with the My Free Taxes, that's done completely online. You enter the information yourself. There is some support that you can access through the software, but that would be for somebody who's a little more comfortable with, filing their own taxes, entering the information themselves. If they want that hand-holding, somebody to do it for them, and, you just give the forms and somebody does it for you. If you qualify with the $56,000 or less, then the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is the one for you.
And sometimes I think people are confused about having to pay taxes at all. Don't they say, first of all, I only make minimum wage, I don't have to pay taxes, or I don't have the money to pay, so I'm not going to file my taxes. I'm sure you've heard that. And various, stories like that. And a lot of them are misinformation.
Yeah, so we do hear some people who are either afraid to file their taxes or they don't think they have to. There are a few reasons why, you should get your taxes filed, especially for low wage earners. You could be eligible for what's called an earned income tax credit. So it goes anywhere from like $500 up to $6,000 for people who are head of household and have dependents. So you might be missing out, actually, even if you don't think you need to file, or you think you're not going to get anything back. You might be actually eligible for an additional refund amount. Like you said, the only two sure things in life is death and taxes, and you better bet that the government's going to find you one way or another if you owe them money. So, but again, there are some tax credits out there that a lot of people aren't aware of, and also some folks are required to file their taxes to keep certain public benefits that they're on. So that's important too. They might otherwise not be required to file their taxes, but to keep their benefits, they actually have to file. So then that causes all sorts of financial disruption if they don't do that.
So we're just full of good advice here. I hope you're listening. And as soon as you heard we were talking about this important subject of taxes with an expert, I hope you told everybody around you, listen to this program, listen to On Target today with your host, Penny Wolfgang, and with Noelle Carter, who's the president and CEO of the Consumer Credit Counseling Service in Buffalo, which also has services in Niagara County, we just found out. Also, it says that through our free tax prep program, we can also help families access and receive EITC benefits. What's that mean?
So that's that earned income tax credit that I mentioned earlier.
Oh, okay,
earlier.
Good. Okay.
We've also heard a few horror stories where people who were eligible for that earned income tax credit went to a commercial preparer. They did not catch that the person was eligible and did not file that for that individual. So if they didn't then come to us, they would have missed out again, possibly on thousands of dollars in tax credits that they're eligible for. And additionally, when you go to a commercial preparer, they charge you more money for additional forms that they have to file. So if you're eligible for the EITC credit, they're actually going to charge you more to file your return, which means your refund's going to be drained even more. One other thing people should be aware of is commercial preparers often have some type of way to get you your refund faster. And
we've all seen those ads.
Yes. So. And what they aren't completely clear about is how much that's going to cost you. And you know, nowadays, if you pay attention, if you e-file your taxes, you know, you do it electronically, you're getting your refund pretty quickly. So unless there's a severe emergency as to why you would need your tax return just a couple days sooner than you would normally, stay clear from those types of programs that commercial preparers charge you an arm and a leg for. I know they're enticing, but you know, it's really not worth the money you're going to pay to get your refund.
It seems that there are statistics and studies that show that research indicates that children and families receiving the EITC, which we've talked about under a few different names, but now we know what it is. It says they do better in school, are more likely to attend college, and can be expected to earn more as adults. Further, the EITC improves health outcomes, particularly for expectant mothers. I don't know how any of that, I mean, would relate. I need an explanation, if you can, of how receiving these benefits would help these outcomes?
Sure. So there's still research being done. That's been the findings historically surrounding the earned income tax credit. But essentially, you know, families are... This is a credit that rewards working families. So it's not really a handout. It's promoting work. So you have to be working in order to be eligible for this credit. And so, you know, anyone who is lower income or near the poverty line, I mean, you know, they're scrimping and they're paycheck to paycheck. And so if they're able to get just a little bit, you know, more in their return, and to them, it's not a little bit. I mean, if you're thinking a couple thousand dollars, you know, they can put more to, you know, if a pregnant mother is not going to the doctor because she can't afford the medical bills, if she has that extra money, will she be going and getting the prenatal care that she needs? Will parents be setting some money aside to fund a higher education for their children? Will they have money to make sure that there's food on the table so you don't have a child going to school hungry or worried about where their next meal is coming from, rather their focus is on their studies? So, you know, there's a lot of thought and not a lot of, you know, they don't know exactly why or what the connection is, but those are some of the assumptions surrounding why the credit is doing such great things for families.
We just never thought of all these ramifications, but they are super important. They mm-hmm. really are super important. I know that we mentioned that the services are available in Niagara County, and we mentioned that, but we haven't really told our listeners all the different places here in Western New York that they can find you.
Yeah, so one thing I did want to mention with the free tax prep program, like I said, our organization actually runs the program in Niagara Falls and Lockport, but there are sites all throughout Western New York. So what people can do is dial 211 on their phone, and they will get connected to a central referral organization and ask where free tax prep is in their area. They would give the person on the other end of the phone their zip code, and there's also different locations, North Tonawanda, City of Buffalo, so on and so forth. So it's not just these two sites that we run. People can find free tax prep services all throughout Western New York.
And as far as the consumer credit counseling service that's available all year round and not just for counseling, for tax season, how about that?
So our main office is in West Seneca. We have counseling offices also in Niagara Falls and Lockport. A lot of people increasingly have been accessing our services both online and through telephone and through technology. So however, you know, whatever your preference is in terms of needing services from our organization, you know, we'll cater to what your needs are. And, you know, people have different preferences, especially what they're looking for to address. I mean, in addition to financial counseling, we provide budget counseling, we provide credit report reviews. So if you're just looking to build up your credit, maybe your goal is to buy a home, but your credit's not in the shape it needs to be, we can provide counseling on that. And we also provide student loan debt counseling. So if you're struggling with your student loans and you don't know the best options for your particular situation, we have counselors certified to go through those particular options. So there's a whole host of things that, you know, we can help people with. And like I said before, this is kind of the right time of year to be addressing things because, one, the Christmas bills have been rolling in, and two, tax time. So hopefully you're getting a refund.
Well,
what do you do with the refund? You know, try not to, you know, I know we get excited and we like to have fun and reward ourselves, and we can do that in a small amount, but then taking a look at your financial
picture.
The long-range picture. Yes.
Well, thank you so much. This was so helpful and so interesting, Noelle. I really appreciate it. And I hope all of you have learned something from this and have enjoyed our conversation. Please join me again next week for On Target at the same time on the same station. Have a good week. And goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.